Welcome to episode 747 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have come to the end of our mini-series within our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. We have lingered in the book of Psalms for a little more than a month, and for good reason. This is the longest book in the Bible, and it is so full of praise and worship, prayers and pleas, faith and trust, laments and expressions of sorrow, wisdom and instruction. Think about the profundity of Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. God has to be in it, otherwise it's not going to work. Or think about this blessing from Psalm 20 verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. This illustrates the personal nature of God's involvement and care in our lives. And when we say this to others, we're invoking divine encouragement. Think about how useful Psalm 23 verse 4 is for us in times of distress. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Or consider how Psalm 27 verse 4 highlights the soul's deep yearning for eternal communion with God and the peace and joy found in his presence. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. This is our 27th episode on the book of Psalms, and we could have easily done 127 episodes. We'll come back to this book at some later time. However, for today, as we wrap up, I wanted to get personal.
Today's top 10 list.
My 10 favorite Psalms.
Number 1.
Psalm 1. Psalm 1 depicts a contrast between the righteous and the wicked and extols the joys of meditating on God's law. It serves as a prologue to the entire book of Psalms and sets the tone for the themes explored throughout. Growing up, there were certain texts that my parents had me and my sisters memorize. From time to time, we'd be called on to recite these memorized verses during family worship. Psalm 1 was one of those passages of scripture. But it's a favorite not just because I memorized it. I just love the imagery of verse 3. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It made me think of a healthy mango tree, firmly rooted, bearing juicy mangoes at the appointed time. Think about how steady, how sure our relationships ought to be, as illustrated by this image.
Number 2.
Psalm 19. Psalm 19 is celebrated for its portrayal of the glory of God in creation and the importance of God's law. I was in the children's choir as a kid, and we would sing verses 7 to 10, and I would love the chorus. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, 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 and the honeycomb. There is so much in this text. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Can't you just look at a rainbow, or the view from a mountaintop, or watch the cascade of a waterfall, and hear these words in your mind? Also, I have been including verse 14 in my daily prayers since as far back as I can remember. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Number 3.
Psalm 27. Psalm 27 combines themes of trust, devotion, and the desire for God's presence. This is another children's choir song. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I can also hear my dad reciting verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Powerful.
Number 4.
Psalm 34. Psalm 34 focuses on God's deliverance and the blessings that come with seeking peace and doing good. It is an acrostic poem that begins with the line, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I have a fondness for language, for poetry, for patterns, and structure. That's why I also love Psalm 119. But this psalm means more to me than just a well-written song of praise. It is a source of comfort. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Verse 6, again this reminds me of my dad. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Whenever I heard the story of the people of Judah being delivered from the Assyrian king Sennacherib and his formidable army, I would think of verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. And who can forget this reminder in verse 8? O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Number 5.
Psalm 46. Psalm 46 also affirms God's presence and help in times of trouble. Verses 1 to 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Verse 4 always reminds me of heaven. Verse 7 always encourages me, both by its reference to the Lord of hosts, there are unseen hosts on my side, and its reference to the God of Jacob, the same God who came through for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is able to come through for me. And verse 10, be still and know that I am God, is such an incredible call to faith and trust in God's sovereignty. I need to be still.
Number 6.
Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is David's penitential psalm where he pleads for forgiveness and cleansing after his sin with Bathsheba. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is a heartfelt plea for renewal, and I have quoted it often in my own prayers of confession.
Number 7.
Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is cherished as it speaks to God's protection and deliverance in times of trouble. It is often turned to for comfort in times of fear and uncertainty. It was my father's favorite psalm.
Number 8.
Psalm 121. Psalm 121 is a source of comfort and assurance, emphasizing God's protective care and providence. It is often referred to as a traveler's psalm for its comforting message of God's protection. My father would often recite it before one of us set off on a long trip, especially on a plane.
Number 9.
Psalm 139. This psalm marvels at the omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence of God. It conveys a sense of wonder at the intimate knowledge God has of us, even before we were born, and it speaks to God's pervasive presence in every aspect of our lives. There is so much here. Verse 1, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? This reminds me so much of Jonah, but also of my own wandering. Verse 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Verses 23 to 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
Number 10.
Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This psalm fires me up so much. Well, I wish I had more time. Father, may the revelation of this past month guide us, strengthen our faith, and deepen our relationship with Jesus. Let us continue to meditate on these psalms, letting them shape our understanding and experience of our Savior, and may the riches of your presence fill our lives each day. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.